Today's program is brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Deadspin.com, and my guest today is Blair Koenig. Hi, Blair.
Hello.
Blair is a writer and humorist who created the blog STFU Parents in 2009. Her book, STFU Parents, The Jaw-Dropping, Self-Indulgent, and Occasionally Rage-Inducing World of Parent Overshare, was published in 2013, and she now writes a weekly column for mommyish.com. So we are going to bond today about parenting messes, as yes. you might imagine, and also maybe about the fact that we both have insanely long book titles.
Yes. I forget it all the time.
Trying to write it out every time I have to give someone a bio is like, why did I do this to myself?
Same thing. Yeah, totally.
So anyway, for all the aspiring authors out there, pick your book title wisely.
Choose wisely.
There's our big advice for today. So we have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of poop to talk about, I think.
A whole lot of poop.
And I actually thought that because Blair writes primarily about moms and mommying and kind of the mommy world of oversharing, that we would devote some of the time today to actually talking about dad messes and oversharing and give the dads a little bit
give them the credit they deserve.
Yeah, exactly. Give the dads a little bit of love. And I wanted to do that for two reasons. The first is that I primarily write for men because I write for deadsmith.com. And most of my questions come from men. And now most of my parenting mess questions come from men. And they're really mm-hmm. good questions. And they're usually very funny.
Yeah, dads are fascinated with bodily fluid.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And grossed out,
And grossed out. And then the other thing is that I've long wanted to have a cleaning column specifically for parents and even more specifically for dads.
Yeah.
And I just can't quite find the right home for it. So we're just going to use the podcast.
That's a great idea. Let's talk about my
excuse to work out my interest in dads and their cleaning messes. But before we talk about the dads, Blair is going to regale us with one of the more horrifying things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, well,
because it struck home
right.
with me as like a thing I just didn't think so much about.
Yeah.
But so I should also say
every day. All the time.
Yeah. So I should also say I'm not a parent. Blair, you're not a parent.
No, not yet.
I'm pro-parent.
Sure.
I'm very sympathetic to the plight of parents.
Definitely. I feel the same way.
Yeah. So with that said, there are some parents out there who are maybe not as sympathetic.
That's true. Yeah. It depends on the parent. It depends on the attitude.
Yes.
Your actions and your attitude can convey a lot.
Right.
About the kind of parent you are.
And I think that there's this huge tension between not forgetting that you're still a citizen of the world when you become a parent, and also just the fact that parenting is so hard. And,
yes.
And, you know,
I think a lot of parents...
Let's have Blair read this thing that terrified me so much, and then we'll talk about sort of where that line comes in between negotiating being a citizen of the world and being a beleaguered, overly exhausted parent who's got to wrangle this tiny human life.
Yes. Well, so I get a lot of complaints about, public spaces and how people use public spaces, how parents use public spaces, and specifically airplanes. Is that something that rings a bell for some people?
Basically, it also, to me, the airplane thing is compounded by the fact that you're so trapped. right. in the airplane.
Well, and I think a lot of people have the same complaints about airplanes these days that are, you know, the airplanes are accommodating for more people and there's less room for your legs. There's less room for lots of things.
Right.
There's less room for a large changing table in a restroom.
Right.
And that leaves also these days parents fly a lot more with their kids,
yes.
you know, and I didn't get on a plane until I was a little older. And, I think nowadays, you know, a lot of parents, it's like a point of pride to kind of take your baby or your toddler, get them used to flying. But then what happens when your child has to use the bathroom or has a dirty diaper?
Right.
Things go awry.
Yes.
And I have heard horror stories from a lot of people who have seen, you know, they're just like their next door neighbor, their seatmate, will suddenly start changing their baby right on their lap or in the middle seat in between them or like right across the aisle. And sometimes you don't realize it until you smell the foul odor. And then you're like, what is, oh no, you know? And so the worst of it is that all the flight attendants that read my site, they all confirm this to be completely true. And they have said, one comment from one flight attendant says, scarily enough, I'm a flight attendant, and in the safety briefing we are required to offer to parents flying with children, I always add, there is a change table in the rear bathroom. Please ensure you change your baby in there and not on the seat. I had one lady then reply, you don't have children, do you? I've been handed dirty diapers while walking through the cabin, and it's gross. I don't care if it's just a pee diaper. Please go into the bathroom. And then this is the worst of it. People eat at their seats and they don't always get sanitized and wiped down between each flight. Mm. I've also heard a lot of sad, sad stories about, aside from the trays and the behind the seat flap, you know, people put their dirty diapers in there.
Oh, God. Oh.
And I just have to wonder, how disgusting is that really? Because the parents tend to claim, number one, the root cause of this is there's not enough room to change my baby.
Right.
So screw everybody else, you know. This is not my problem, is basically what they're saying. It is their problem, but this is their solution. And I've also heard from a lot of parents who have said that's completely ludicrous. It's actually easier to change the baby in the bathroom. I don't know what these parents are talking about.
I also am wondering how the parents are washing their hands after changing this poopy diaper.
Oh, Jolie, I hadn't even thought about that. I really hadn't.
I mean, I guess okay, let's live in a fantasy world now. From today until the rest of time, we're going to live in a fantasy world in which every parent is Purelling themselves after changing
sure.
a diaper.
We'll pretend that that's happening.
If they can't get to a sink, which they're not doing, but we're going to pretend. Because I have to sleep at night. So I think, here's the thing. I feel like this, well, there are two things to discuss. First of all, how gross is this?
Yes.
And then kind of the socialization aspect of it.
Like the pee versus the poop. Some parents are like, it's just a pee diaper. No one even knew the difference. But is there a difference between changing your child's pee diaper in an enclosed
cabin? I mean,
there's
a difference. There's a difference between urine and fecal matter.
For sure.
For sure. Not a huge, huge amount, though, in that, you know, people are like, oh, urine is sterile. Urine is only sterile
when it exits
the body. It's not sterile anymore. And I mean, I get the notion. I don't agree with it, but I get the notion of like a wrapped up pee diaper. It, you know, it's sealed up. You're not going to, nothing's really going to leak out of a pee diaper. But I still don't think you should ever hand a dirty diaper to a stranger and expect them
yeah.
to clean up after you. I think
or
that's
a
bad
stranger
citizenship.
Who is supposed to be passing out food and drinks to
right,
people.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is that in a little bit of fairness, usually what they do on an airplane when they're coming around to collect trash
yes.
is that they're holding a bag open and they
put the trash
and they're wearing gloves.
Uh-huh.
So even if they have to reach for something, you know, the flight attendant hopefully won't actually have to touch
Good
it.
Good point.
But I still think it's just a rude thing to hand a stranger
yes.
your child's soiled diaper.
And it makes you feel gross, you know, just if you see somebody doing it, it makes you
that
feel.
That would make me feel very gross. It makes
yeah.
me feel gross just talking about it with you right now. the part I'm really object to, this might surprise you, is I really object to putting it in the seat pocket.
I know.
The thing is about the tray table is that, okay, here's another thing from now on that we're all going to do is we are all going to carry a little thing of moist wipes onto airplanes, and we're going to wipe our tray tables down.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to always do this from now on. I don't know that I ever really thought about it before, but I'm certainly doing it from now on.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I've talked about this before on the podcast, that I'm not actually a germaphobe, mm-hmm. But I feel like that's just like like washing your hands after you get off the subway kind of behavior. Like wiping down the tray table seems right. Mm-hmm. But you can't, I mean, yeah, you could use your moist wipe to wipe the back pocket, but who's going to think to do that? I really object to that.
Yeah, I think it's wrong to put it right up against some kind of fabric.
Yes, that's exactly why, because it's fabric.
Yeah. It's going to absorb whatever that is.
Right.
In some way.
Yeah. So the thing, though, is that I am sympathetic to the notion that the changing table on an airplane isn't big enough. I get that.
Totally.
I can't imagine, however, that the tray table is any bigger or better. That's a really small...
Right.
Like, my laptop barely fits on a tray table.
Much less a 20-pound...
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a baby is bigger than my laptop, so... Mm-hmm.
Or I think that they also use it just for, like, if they're changing their baby on the seat, then they put the diaper on the tray.
Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
That could also...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the biggest thing, however, that I find... So, I mean, look, I feel for the parents. I do feel like parents are in between a rock and a hard place on an airplane. I mean,
it's
keeping
tough.
A kid occupied, their ears hurt, they've got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know, people are rude to parents who are traveling with children. On the other hand, parents traveling with children are also often rude to other people. And I do think that changing your kid's dirty diaper next to a stranger and then handing it off to another stranger is pretty rude behavior.
Yeah, you're definitely giving parenting a bad name if you're the one person who does that in a plane. It still reflects on, like, all of parenting
right.
in a way. You can't help but sort of... It's like you're triggered if you see a parent with a baby. Oh, if you remember the last time that you were on a flight and somebody did that,
right.
you can't help but sort of... It's bad. It's like a chicken and egg kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and then,
who's
I mean...
Worse?
And the issue is, like... I think, actually, the issue is a little bit less... about germs and more really about the smell, that you are in such an enclosed space. It's, you know, it's tremendously uncomfortable to fly.
Yes.
And to add, you know, poop smell.
Right. Like, we're all uncomfortable in the same ways.
Yeah.
And I think for parents, they just think, well, I'm more uncomfortable. I have more stuff to carry.
Right.
I have this child.
And I just really want to reiterate, I'm so sympathetic to that. I mean, you can't see my face right now because it's a podcast, but like, I'm really cringing because I can't find the right place for this in the way that I feel, and that I don't want to be judgmental. I want to be very understanding. But I want to be understanding of everybody, the parents and the non-parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there doesn't seem to be a way to reconcile this.
Right.
There seems to be no happy medium.
Like, if all the airlines had the proper size bathroom with a changing table that would accommodate a child, then I feel like at that point, if a parent changed their baby on a seat, then you would sort of know who to point the finger at.
Right.
But right now, it's sort of like you're pointing the finger really at the airlines and then the action that the parent is taking as a result of those decisions.
Right. Anyway, I don't know.
It's horrible.
It's impossible. We're never going to solve this issue.
It extends to other public spaces, which we may get to.
Yes, it does. It does. Before we get to that, while we're on the subject of poop, and in order for us to seg a little bit into talking a little more about dads, yesterday I did a very brief and informal survey of the dads of Deadspin, and I would say the kids range in age. From, you know, like, I don't think anyone has an infant anymore, but like toddler mm-hmm. age up to around like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty interesting mix. So I was like, what are the top like 1 to 3 kid messes that you dread cleaning up? And the first one, I just like the way that one of my editors stated this. He was like, well, I think diaper based calamities. And yakin-based calamities.
Yes.
So, and he, you know, he has younger kids, so that would be sort of his thing.
All the barf,
and
all
the
poop.
And then one of my editors who has a son who's probably hitting just about middle school age, not quite up at, like, you have to worry about the socks. You know what I mean
towels.
When I say that. But he said his son's room, that he went in the other day to just do some, like, light cleaning up and found just an old half-eaten banana. And I was like, oh no, that sounds really terrifying.
But yeah, that's almost worse than just keeping it in a car.
And then, oddly enough, this was a total surprise for me. The one that they had the most to say about, and this is a quote, were fucking Legos.
Yeah.
They went ham on Legos, and it was so funny. So these are a couple of choice quotes from the dads of Deadspin about Legos. Yes, fuck Legos. Satan's toy. Legos are, this is another one, Legos are just analog Minecraft that can hurt your foot.
That's true.
Another added, this was amazing. It's great working with writers because they're, you know,
yeah,
creative,
clever,
and come up with clever things to say to me. One of them said, I'd rather walk through a fire pit than a Lego-filled pit of equal size.
I think I would, too. I remember.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. And then the last quote was a suggestion, which was, the quickest way to make the quality of first world life better, way better than world peace would be for hundreds of kids to have near-death choking episodes all at once, none dead, mind you, and force us to deal with the Lego menace.
Yeah, it's a menace that plagues us all.
It is. So on that note, what the dads of Deadspin had to say about Legos, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back with Blair Koenig, and we are going to take a reader question from a real dad. I'm Jolie Kerr. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Down to earth, Gucci around the purse, Gucci never.
And the break song here is called Poofy Leather by Vessa.
Down to earth, Gucci around the purse, Gucci never. Shoes be matching with a poofy leather.
Today's program was brought to you by Rolling Press. Rolling Press is a family-run digital and offset print house that brings together eco-friendly methods, ethical practices, and personalized service. Using environmentally responsible papers, non-toxic inks, and wind power, Rolling Press represents the harmony of traditional craftsmanship and mindful sustainability. Rolling Press offers advice on reducing paper waste and energy consumption, helping you save money and minimize your carbon footprint. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
Hey, this is Jolie Kerr. Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. My guest today is Blair Koenig of STFU Parents. Woo. And we are talking about parenting messes, lots of poop, lots of pain from those Legos.
Yeah.
And so we are, as promised, going to seg a little more into the dad talk. So I love getting the dad questions, as I call them. I think for a couple of reasons. One, I really enjoy writing about cleaning for men. It's been, it's been just a total trip for me. And,
it's necessary.
It's necessary. But it's necessary for a reason that people don't often think of. So people are always like, oh, men are such pigs, they need to be taught how to clean. Well, no, they're no piggier than women are.
Yeah.
But the second part is what's true. They do need to be taught to clean because they're not socialized in the way that women are.
Right.
And that's not their fault. Well, I mean, it's the patriarchy's fault. So yeah, actually it is their fault.
It's completely their fault.
It's completely their fault. I'm glad that we've solved feminism.
Do you think that men don't clean as well as women do?
I think they don't clean as well just because they haven't been taught. I think it's a socialization thing.
And it could extend to dads and moms too, for sure.
And I absolutely 100% do think it extends to dads and moms. And actually, because we have so much to talk about today, we're only going to get to one reader question. But I'd picked out another one that I really like that I'll just paraphrase. But I think, speaks to kind of the lack of socialization. Maybe that sounds too harsh, and I don't mean to be that harsh about it. But a dad wrote to me. He and his wife were expecting their second child. After their first child outgrew the car seat, he took the car seat. He bagged it up in a plastic, like a big industrial plastic garbage bag, because they live in Florida, and he wanted to keep bugs out, and he stored it in the garage. What he didn't realize, and he added,
which is a cool place.
Yeah, well, except not in Florida, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not in Florida.
So when what he, and he admitted this in the email, he was like, I grew up in the Midwest, and I didn't think about the humidity level and heat level, and actually it's more the humidity level in the garage when I put it out there. So fast forward, you know, a couple of years, my wife is expecting, again, we go to get the car seat out of storage, and it's covered in mold. And he was like, I just want...
I'm surprised
check.
That it's still in the regulations, because it seems like every 4 months you have to replace your car seat.
Yes, that's another thing too, which maybe he hadn't looked into. Yeah. Also, like, again, that may be just something that kind of like is a blind spot for dads, because
exactly.
and just because they're not bombarded with the same messages and paranoia.
They're not getting emails every day,
and they're not being shamed by their friends and loved ones at baby shower. Oh, how you're not going to breastfeed, you know. I mean, God, not even gonna breastfeed.
No, you're right. Maybe he didn't even think about that aspect of it.
So, you know, he emailed me and he was like, look, if you say, because I will say my readers put in a tremendous amount of trust in me, which is so hugely flattering.
Well, you're the official clean person.
I'm an official clean person. I'm the clean person of Deadspin.
Yeah. And the world.
And the world. So he was like, listen, if you say I should get rid of it, I will get rid of it. He was like, it just like hurts my heart to throw out this $250 item if there's a way it could be saved. And what I said to him was, unfortunately, in this case, you got to pitch it. And the reason is that, maybe we could clean it and, you know, you could blast it with Lysol and so on and so forth. But anything that we're going to use to clean it is going to be not great for babies.
Totally.
And God forbid not everything gets eliminated. You know,
your baby's just
a child's respiratory system in particular, and their skin and, you know, bone, everything is so much more sensitive than ours that you don't want them breathing in mold spores. So I told him he had to get rid of it.
I wonder if a woman would have even asked that question.
And I don't know. I don't think so. I think probably would have just been like, nope, not taking the risk.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was really nice. He wrote back and he was like, I kind of figured.
Yeah.
And he was like, I do feel at least a little bit better about being out the $250. Because you gave a very definitive answer that, like...
You give him the A-OK.
Yeah, I gave him the OK.
Spend more money.
Yeah, spend more money, exactly.
It's true, though. You're right. It's probably all for the best.
Yeah. So the other thing about the dads, and this isn't to say that the moms aren't like this, too, but the dads really have a very good sense of humor, both about themselves and just about sort of the ridiculata of parenting. And I think that also is part of the socialization aspect that I think mothers are just judged so harshly that it becomes,
you lose your sense of humor a little bit.
Yeah. And if God forbid you joke and someone
reports,
takes it seriously,
sure.
And they yell at you. So it's just you know, I think that women cause other women to sort of live in a perpetual state of like clenched fists and pursed lips of like fear of being judged.
Where dads are just kind of hanging out and throwing their babies around in the pool.
It's a little more permissible. Yeah, yeah. For dads. Like I have this one friend on Facebook who every summer posts these like insane pictures of him throwing his daughters around in the pool.
Yeah.
Like really, really, really high.
I know. They look
and
so fun.
And even just like, it looks so fun, but also like.
Terrifying.
I mean, I'm scared of everything. So
I think the same thing.
I see it
all
I'm
the
like,
time.
How can that be allowed? That looks so dangerous. Oh my God. If a woman posted that, I feel like she would be killed on Facebook.
I think that women should start getting into baby throwing in pools more.
I agree.
That's a summer tip.
Resolved. Resolved. We're all going to wipe down our airline tray tables.
And we're going to throw children
start
in pools.
Throwing children around in large bodies of water. Just make sure they're wearing their water wings.
Yeah.
Safety
Let's
first.
Be safe.
Safety first. Yeah. Okay. So I think this is actually a great lead in to a very, very funny question I got from a brand new dad who also, for any dads and moms out there who are listening and thinking about sending me a question, this guy included a photo of his very cute baby.
Aww.
And I loved that.
He's a proud dad.
He is a very proud dad. And I love seeing the photo. I won't run them without permission. You know, I won't forward them around and so on because I respect people's privacy. But it's always really nice. And also, I also love when dog owners include pictures. So just a tip for those of you who are going to email me.
You can include like three if you have a dog.
Yeah. Jolie@deadspin.com is the email address to send things to. So it pictures. But no, don't send like dick pics.
No.
I should say that.
Or dog dick pics.
Yeah, no.
Please don't send this.
Wow. My mind didn't even go there, Blair. I'm impressed.
What can I say?
All right, so let's have you read this question.
All right.
Let's see. It's from Reader Mike.
Okay, Mike.
And poor Reader Mike.
Okay, so Mike has to say, our gorgeous 2.5-week-old daughter, in between time spent sleeping and making ridiculously cute faces, has a habit of projectile pooping anytime she gets a chance. I love how he says that, like she's yearning for it.
Yeah.
Often in the 3-second period between removal of an old diaper and placement of a new one.
Yes. Children are amazing at that.
Of course. And I mean, a boy would be peeing all over you.
Yes.
What's our best bet for cleaning it from A, washing machine washable items? I've been spraying some Shout and throwing some OxyClean in. And 2, although he could have said B, for things that need to be spot cleaned, like the nylonish sides of her pack and play changing area, yeah, which I have seen some horrific examples of that.
Yes.
Especially if a kid ends up, you know, as they get a little bit older, the jumping, when they're jumping.
Yeah.
And the little,
and they have a blowout.
Oh, my God.
Or a leak.
Yeah. I have the same question for you, Jolie, because okay, it's terrifying to me.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, so the laundry one is... It's pretty easy. The Shout is a good product. Actually, Zout, Z-O-U-T, is a particularly good stain remover. It's enzymatic based, and that's really what you're going to want for poop and urine, barf. So this is like my standard line that I say to everybody, is that with a protein stain, you want to treat it with an enzymatic cleaner. And a good way to know if it's a protein stain, or a good rule of thumb, is if it comes out of you, it's a protein stain. So,
yeah. Very good rule of thumb.
And that includes more adult...
I'll never forget that.
More adult substances, like the ones that you use to make a baby.
Yes.
So enzymatic. So Zout is a very good one. There are lots of really Resolve, lots of really good enzymatic laundry pretreatments on the market. So that's what I would tell him to do.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
We're not in the 19th century.
Another really good one. So he mentioned OxyClean, which is a great product. That's what's known as a laundry booster. OxyClean is an oxygenated bleach, which is different from a chlorine bleach, color safe, works differently. That's a really good one. Another really good laundry booster to know about, particularly for baby clothes, particularly for poop, is Borax. And here I have to give a shout out to my mom, who, when I first started writing Ask a Clean Person, sent me a very huffy email asking why I had not mentioned Borax. And said, that's what I used to use to keep all of your little baby clothes free of poop stains. So now you have to mention it. So there you go. So there was a time in my life where
tradition.
Yeah. There was a time in my life where my clothes were poop stained too, because I was a baby. So Borax is another great one. So the pack and play one, actually, and you know, the changing table and the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and can this also extend with the nylon and everything to a car seat as well?
Yes.
Okay, what you're gonna say. Okay.
So this is actually, I love this answer because it's something that every parent will already have on hand: baby wipes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Use the baby wipes to clean the pack and play, to clean the car. Yeah. The car seat. Exactly. I mean, if it gets on the fabric and there's a stain, you know, you can use one of those like laundry pretreatment stains and just kind of tamp down on it with a damp towel to sort of like work the stain remover in and then pull it back up. But yeah, baby wipes, those are a great thing for, you know, especially like hard plastic sides or that kind of like loose plastic, like the changing pad.
The pad and the mat.
Yeah, the pad and the mat. Those will just wipe down really easily using the baby wipe, and you have it on hand. So the reason that I like to tell people to use it is just because it's handy. It's right there. If you see it, if you get to it when it happens, it's going to be easier to remove than if it's dried, which I hate to say that. It's so gross. But it's true. And the thing is that parents, I mean, especially the new parents who are so sleep deprived, and just, you know, out of their minds trying to figure out what they're doing.
Right. And just how to clean it the most effectively, the most,
they may not even, they may not even notice that it happened. They may not notice till like 2 days after that there's like a, you know, a skid mark on the changing table.
Right, or on a couch or...
So if it's older and it's dried up a little bit, just a sponge or like washcloth, a small rag or towel, soaked in hot water and wrung out and pressed down. This is going to be a little gross, but it's going to loosen it up. It's because it's dried. So, and then you can wipe it away. I'm sorry.
It's just about lunchtime.
It is also just about time to go, which I'm so sad about because I feel like we could be here for another three hours.
I've also gotten submissions about projectile poop landing on the wall. So there's lots more to cover.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to have you back, like the walls in poop. So I'm going to have Blair Koenig back one of these days to talk about more parenting messes. Blair, thank you so much for being here. This was really,
Thanks for the education.
Absolutely. And I'm Jolie Kerr. Thank you all for listening to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.